You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel. Four exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we're joined by Asfandi Arbandari, the CEO of Technomics Incorporated. Technomics' first product, ResumeSort.com, uses natural language processing and other advanced technology to apply contextual search to recruiting and resume screening. Resume Sort searches for the meaning rather than simple keywords to read and find the best candidates from hundreds of resumes a company typically receives, and generates a report to help team members ask the right questions from the best candidates. Asfandi, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
You are welcome. So tell me a little bit about what Technomics does.
So Technomics is a company that came out of NASA Ames Research Center. I was a scientist there for 7 years, working on projects like the Mars rover. And as we mentioned, our first product is ResumeSort.com that applies natural language processing, machine learning, text mining, among other things, to the process of recruiting. Specifically, one of the biggest problems in recruiting is going through mountains of resumes that you receive when you take a job ad in places like Monster.com or CareerBuilder.com or Craigslist. Wall Street Journal did an article where they said on average a company receives around 219 resumes. Ordinarily, that's wonderful, right? You want to get the best candidates in, and you want to read all those resumes. But the truth of the matter is nobody can. So what we do is that our product, which is a cloud-based service, takes your job posting, it even suggests key phrases from the job posting to search for. It also suggests key phrases from outside of the job posting, depending on the job type, that are related, because that's one of the biggest problems that the hiring managers and the recruiters tell us they have. You know, what do I search for? And then when it searches for the meaning and related phrases associated with those key phrases. And it makes a very intelligent ranking of all these, of the candidates, making sure that the best candidate moves to the top. Eric, you know, there's statistics out there that even best recruiters find a perfect resume only 12% of the time. Our goal is to make sure that that number is, you know, 100%. Or whoever it is that you end up hiring is better than the candidates that ordinarily would fall through the cracks and you would not find. And to that end, even ResumeSort.com generates a report that tells you what questions to ask a candidate. That's another problem that recruiters have, right? It tells you what qualifications the candidate has in their resume, what qualifications are missing. It understands the name of companies, it understands the name of universities, it understands dates. It basically ensures that you ask the right questions and that there won't be any missing issues out there that will end up being a matter of risk for you.
So it is not just a simple keyword search, right? It sounds like ResumeSort.com reads resumes as well.
Effectively, yes. That's exactly right. What we do is that we look at the keyword in context, and we figure out its meaning, and we make sure that the best candidate is found. And then we generate a report so that you can ask the right questions and find the right candidate.
How about giving us an example, if you would?
Sure. So let's assume that you're hiring for a product manager, right? Well, there are things like PMP, Product Management Program, or IPMA, International Product Management Association certifications that people mention in their resumes. Well, if somebody mentions those, you want to give them special attention because they're definitely a contender. There are also things like gone-to-market or go-to-market, you know, grammatical variations that people use in their resumes. And if you search for go-to-market, you're not going to find it. You know, children is a plural of child, and you have to make sure that you can handle all grammatical variations, which is what ResumeSort does. Another good example around here in Silicon Valley, you know, technical support is a big issue. Well, consumer help is the same thing for technical support if it is used within an IT-related field. So resume sort of understands that, and when it ranks the resumes, when it reads the resumes, it looks for key phrases like consumer help. And because it also understands states, universities, and companies, it does a really, really good job. And the most important thing, and one thing that we always get compliments on, is the fact that it also personalizes the search to you, and it learns from your searches, and it adapts to it. So the more you use resume sort, the better it gets over time as well. So over time, you end up getting better and better candidates coming through the system.
That is phenomenal. I have to ask you, what do the recruiters think of this, and I guess why even have recruiters?
that's a great question. Well, first of all, recruiters absolutely love us. We develop resume sort with the help of junior recruiters. The fact that we suggest key phrases from job posting, for instance, or we suggest key phrases from outside, they absolutely love it. The fact that, I'll give you a perfect example. We had a recruiter that contacted us from CIA, right? They would obviously know about these things. And he gave me a job posting. I'm a fairly technical person, right? I have a PhD in computer science. I've worked years and years in research. I couldn't understand what he was asking for. We put it through the resume sort. It extracted the key phrases. It went overboard, suggested some key phrases that we eliminated. The recruiter absolutely loved it, asked a few of his own. We told him about the universities and the companies that had been mentioned. We told him about the dates. After the process was done, he said, look, this process would take me weeks to do, right? And because we work for very high-end companies, I could afford it. But the truth of the matter is most companies don't. In fact, recruiters have this saying, you know, time kills all deals. You want to find the right candidate really, really quickly, and you want to engage them, and you want to hire them. And the resume sort report in particular he loved because it would tell him what qualifications were missing from a candidate's resume so he could dig deep. Oftentimes people just have the qualifications, they just don't mention it. And the fact that you can share the resume sort report with the hiring manager and with the team was a huge plus for him. I'll give you one statistic. You know, ERE came up with some report that somebody else had done for them that, you know, the perfect recruiters find the candidate, the perfect resume 12% of the time. Well, why should it be that way? You know, 88% missing the best candidate is the worst part. And that reflects also in the interviewing. 59% of the hiring managers, Eric, say that half their time is spent reviewing the wrong candidate, interviewing the wrong candidate. With a resume search report, you don't have that problem, right? You can have somebody screen the candidate for you. You take a look at the report. You decide right there and then, yay or nay, and you move on with the candidate. You can fact check. You can have other people talk to the candidate, fact check, make sure that everything is in order. And the whole process is to make sure that you find the best candidate. Recruiting, you mentioned, you know, is recruiters necessary? I would say absolutely yes. You know, there's a human element there that no machine can do. I'm often asked this question, right? I'm often asked, can you handle cultural fit? And the answer is no, because cultural fit has a company component that you can't handle. But what we can handle is that right now recruiting is considered the second most inefficient industry after construction, and it shouldn't be. Companies waste 30% of their earnings on what they call misfits or bad recruits. Well, and that jives, right? If you look at how much time managers spend on employees that can't do their job, you know, it's estimated it's somewhere between 20 to 30%. And that reflects in 30% of the company earnings. And as a result, what has happened is that, first of all, turnover rates have gone up. You know, 46% of the people either lose their job or leave their job after 18 months. And companies have become incredibly risk-averse. The process that would take, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks to fill a position is now taking 33 to 100-plus days to fill a position because hiring managers don't want to take the risk. What they don't realize is that there's a huge cost of vacancy associated, and that's just the cost that we can put a dollar value on, never mind, you know, all the intangible costs that that will have on the team. It's associated with not filling a position, right? And the candidates, the right candidates are there. The process has to be, it's cumbersome. So that's where we come in to facilitate it.
Today we're joined by Esfandiar Bhandari, the CEO of Texnomics Incorporated, with their first product, ResumeSort.com, that uses natural language processing and other advanced technology to apply contextual search to recruiting and resume screening here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So I think I'm understanding it's time and accuracy, find the best candidate fast. And it seems like ResumeSort report gives you a lot of information for the top candidates, giving you something you can discuss even with the team and to share with your colleagues.
Absolutely. One of the best components that we have is actually social search. And it also tells you, you know, what questions to ask. Remember, when you're interviewing a candidate, they're also interviewing you. And the worst thing that you can do is ask them about the relevant questions. So we went through and we addressed all the problems we feel that the recruiters have.
You know, this is really amazing stuff. See, I always get excited about time leveraging items and technology, so this is phenomenal. Seems like also resume sort report is what you want to see before you call a candidate for interview, correct?
Absolutely. I actually, one of the best things that I, best compliments that we have gotten, I'll share two of them with you. One of them was from a very senior recruiter with a technology company who said, look, none of the hiring managers I'm working with right now are going to lift the candidate unless they see their resume search report first. And that's great for me because they can see that I'm asking all the right questions. And the second thing that I actually got this from a hiring manager, he said, you know, resume search report to me is like a spreadsheet for accounting. He was in the accounting business and finance. He said, you know, in accounting, when spreadsheets came, it just revolutionized what we were doing. And resume sort, for me, it does exactly the same thing. So, yes, Eric, it's getting popular.
How does resume sort learn and even suggest phrases for you to search for?
Well, there's a learning mechanism in the back end, and the entire key phrase selection is part of our secret sauce. We have been working on this now for over 3 years, and it gets really, really complicated. But it's basically it learns as it goes along with you. Because different, you know, one of the things that we do around here especially is we do a lot of team hiring, and we notice that different people value different key phrases differently. So the second time a person goes in, the system knows about them, and it knows about the job posting, and it knows about, you know, what they value. And that goes a long way helping people recruit the right person.
Well, then, Esfandiar, why not do the interviews too? Seems like you certainly can close the loop with resume sort.
Eric, I get that question all the time. You know, recruiters tell me, you know, can you do a cultural fit? Hiring managers in particular want to know if they do that. There's a human element that comes in there that's really, really important. You know, people like, for instance, to hire from their own alma maters. Now, we know what universities are important, and we suggest them. We know the companies, and we suggest them. But at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you have that human element, that discussion with the candidate, and you sell the company to them. You sell the position to them as and making sure that they would be a good fit with your team and with your culture. The key component is A, finding the right candidate, and B, asking them the right questions. And that's where we come in, right? We leave the rest to you in terms of, you know, sourcing the candidates, finding the resumes. But when it comes down to, you know, getting 219 resumes, nobody's going to go through that. And that's where our program comes in and ensures that you're looking at your top 10 or top 15 candidates.
Excellent stuff. Now, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Resume Sort Report online?
Sure. We actually just, because of your program, we are giving them free accounts. If you go to resumesort.com, you can sign up and you can use it twice for free. And see what it can do for you. It's resumesort.com. Also, if you go to technomics.com, it takes you to the same site.
That is absolutely phenomenal. Certainly appreciate that on behalf of the listeners. He is Esfandiar Bhandari, the CEO of Technomics Incorporated, with their first product, ResumeSort.com, that uses natural language processing and other advanced technology to apply contextual search to recruiting and resume screening. ResumeSort searches for the meaning rather than simple keywords to read and find the best candidates. From hundreds of resumes, a company typically receives and generates a report to help team members ask the right questions from the best candidates. And the website of reference for that free offer, it's resumesort.com. Esfandiar, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
You're very welcome, and continued success to you. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.